Remembering back to my college days, I got a note from a friend. It was just a little yellow sticky, a note of encouragement. And to be honest, it really kind of made my day. You know, those kind of things you would say, and I knew it wasn't like I was the greatest person on earth. But it was nice just to have that note of encouragement. And then another friend said, "Oh yeah, you got one of Frank's notes. Isn't that neat?" And I was like, "Oh, so he writes these to everybody." But you know what? Frank did write a lot of notes, a lot of stickies, a lot of just short encouragements. But when you got one, it was just nice to know that somebody was thinking of you, somebody cared, and they would take the time to just give you a little of encouragement. Let's bow our head in prayer. Heavenly Father, as you come before you this morning, Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit encouragement upon us. Lord, no matter where someone is at life, there is always the valleys along with the mountain peak experiences. And Lord, at all times, we need your encouragement, and especially when we feel like we're down and out. Lord, let your Spirit encourage us. Let us as a church encourage one another. We pray this, Lord, in your holy name. Amen and amen. So a time of encouragement, turning to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Page 827 in the Bibles there in the chairs. Looking back to last week at verse 9, it says, "The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through wonders and signs that serve the lie. And all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing, they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion that they will believe the lie. And so they will be condemned to who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness." It's like, if you want to believe the lie, I'll let you, and I'll let you go full in on it. And now we come to today's scripture. Because of all these things, the lawlessness, the rebellion, the lie, people deceived, willingly being deceived, wanting to be deceived, we get 2 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, verse 13. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters. In spite of all that, because of all that, we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits, or from the beginning, to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through the belief in truth. Because of all those things that are happening, that will happen, and we don't know all the details, but when you hear about a man of lawlessness, the rebellion, those are things to be concerned about, but he's like, we still thank God. And one of the issues is because of our salvation. Salvation is nothing complicated. There are some things in Scripture that are difficult, but the salvation and belief in Jesus Christ is very basic. In that we repent of our sins, we say, "Lord, I can't do it on my own. Lord, I am nothing without you. I'm a sinner. I do things wrong. Left to my own devices, I will do wrong." If the human race was left to its own devices, we would destroy each other. And we say, we know that we need you. And Lord, I want to follow you. I want to be your disciple. And we are set apart. We are like children that are adopted. And when God writes that word, adoption final, we are believers in Christ. Not because of anything we could do. Can an adopted child do anything? Can they look better, cuter, nicer? No, it's all up to the person adopting to choose. And that is how God of us, he chooses us when we acknowledge that he is our Lord and Savior. At the end of each service, I usually give out what sometimes is called an altar call to respond to the sermon, to live out what the sermon was preached. But also, if you've never made a commitment to Jesus Christ, to make that commitment to be a follower of Jesus Christ. The term is to be saved, to follow the way, to be a Christian. But it's basically a life committed to following the Lord and living a life for Him, living His way instead of our own. And as this letter, as Paul writes this church about lawlessness, days of rebellion, the greatest antidote, the greatest vaccine, the only vaccine, is salvation in Christ alone. And again, he says in verse 14, He called you to do this through our gospel that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Gospel is the word good news. This is good news for those who are perishing. Because he talks about those who are perished and they desire to perish. They don't want to hear the good news. The good news, though, is you can choose Christ. Christ resurrected. Christ is preparing a place for us in the new heaven and new earth. Not only in that what is yet to come, but today on this globe. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast. Because of this, you can stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we have passed on you. He's talking about Scripture, reading our Bible, and we can stand firm on that. Whether by word or by mouth or by letter. For this reason, the coming of the lawlessness, the rebellion. For us, it seems like COVID. Other countries, outright persecution. Regardless of all those facts, because of our faith is eternal in Jesus Christ, we have hope. Because we know if we died with Him, we will also live with Him and have eternal life. And may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us by His grace and gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, more than just a yellow sticky of good news, but the gospel of Jesus Christ, by His grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope. Encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word, that we can have hope. One of my favorite Bible verses is Romans 15:13. It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you will overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. When we have hope, we can endure much. And we as Christians can encourage each other and speak hope to each other by the power of the Holy Spirit. I want you to think about something today. Who do you know who needs encouragement? Who do you know who needs to hear a good word? And you know, one of the ways we can be blessed ourselves is to bless others. When I read the offertory scripture, Paul is saying that, yeah, I need the gift. And because I need the gift and I ask for it, I'm actually blessing you by allowing you to give to me. Because when we give, we are blessed. So sometimes when you're down in the dumps and things, life is hard, one of the best things you can do is think of others, encourage others, and help others. There's something about the way God has made our soul, our physical body, that when we bless others, when we encourage others, we ourselves are blessed and encouraged. It sounds counterintuitive. It's like, well, if I give you something, I'm at a loss. It's called zero-sum mathematics. There's only so much. And if I give you what I have, you have it, and I don't. But according to the kingdom of God and God's economy, when I give to you, you're blessed. And then I'm blessed in ways that I couldn't understand. So, God gave us His internal encouragement to encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Think about who comes across your path throughout the day. Whether it's family members, someone at work, someone at school, someone at the grocery store. Maybe just someone at the checkout line who is being utterly grumpy and you come up there with your milk and they go, is that all? And you're like, boy, I'm offended at how mean of a cashier you are. Well, maybe their baby was up crying till 4 a.m. And they're a single parent. And how different is if it, instead of coming back, yeah, that's all, and coming back with the same sarcasm, you're like, yes, it is, and thank you very much for your work today. And maybe they won't smile right away, but over and over as we respond in the kindness and the grace of our Lord, people are blessed. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it is with you. As Paul writes these two letters, the 1 Thessalonians and 2, he talks about the end of days and rebellion and lawlessness. And here as it comes to the end, he gives us the greatest antidote. And he says it over and over, salvation in Christ alone, the gospel, the good news, the message of the Lord. And then not only are we to receive it and accept, we are to share it, spread rapidly, to share it with others. You know, this last 7 days as we came together for prayer and fasting, I'd hope that it's not like, ooh, I'm glad that's over, but rather it encourages us to even dig deeper, not just through a special week, but through each day of the week to pray and consider what the Lord would have for us and build an excitement in us to have a greater devotion in following Him and praying for those around us and praying for the message of Jesus Christ to go out. And he goes, and pray that we too may be delivered from wicked and evil people, for not everyone has faith. And there will be people against us. I have to admit, I like being liked. I think most of us do. You know, and sometimes when I make a decision and I feel God's called me to something, I'll be honest with you, I'll say, you know, I don't expect to be rewarded. I didn't expect to get, you know, a bunch of kudos. My name in the paper, my name in bright lights. But Lord, I didn't expect to be punished. Because sometimes when you do good, it's not that you didn't get any credit for it, that's okay. But I didn't expect to be punished and kicked down the road and treated like dirt. And God's like, well, maybe you should have. Because I tell you that's going to happen. But, you know, pray that we're delivered. That God will reach out. There's mean people. Sometimes there's mean people in the church. There's mean people at work. We can't ignore that. You know, one of the things I'd say is, when I was on the job and had employees, sometimes, just like in the church, you focus all your attention on the people who are driving you crazy. People who are mean. People you can never make happy. You know, if you throw a party at the end of the year and you give a bonus, they go, well, why wasn't it twice as much as that? Why didn't we have ribs instead of hamburgers? And you focus all your attention on that. And then the people who are really being diligent, serving, when you say we need to jump, they go, how high? You know, if you serve them a bad meal and it tastes like shoe leather, they're like, thank you. Could you pass the ketchup? Pass a lot of ketchup. Not that we ignore the problems, but not to focus on them. You know, and pray to be delivered from this. And we want to encourage people who are negative, but then sometimes we do it forgetting about the people who are serving, who are being diligent, and they get discouraged and they don't get our attention. So think about those people around you. Yes, the ones that drive you crazy. But yes, those that maybe they're so good and you take them for granted. I had an employee call me out on that once. She comes into my office. I was a young supervisor and administrator. And she goes, you know, Doug, you're taking advantage of me. And I go, what do you mean, Biddy? You're always asking me and a couple other people to help out when you're in need and we get behind. I go, yeah. She goes, well, that's not fair. You're taking advantage of us. And I probably sat there for like 5 seconds. Yeah, you're right. Because it's easier. Now, I can't say I stopped doing that because you go to people you can trust. You go to people you know will get it done for you. But we need to encourage them also and think about them and not take them for granted. And he goes then in verse 3, but the Lord is faithful and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. That even though we go through difficult times and we're called to encourage each other and encourage those, but the Lord is faithful and he'll strengthen us and give us the wisdom and strength to do those things. We have confidence in the Lord that You are doing the will and continue to do the things that we command. And here's a word we don't like, command. These aren't suggestions. You know, like when Moses goes up and he gets the Ten Commandments and he doesn't come down and say, oh, I need to make this more palatable. Here's 10 suggestions from God. You know, maybe you shouldn't take any other gods before him. It's, no, you shall have no other gods before him. Adultery, it's not an option. And we live in a world, well, if I have passions, my spouse should understand. No, it's not a suggestion. It's a command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. We're to have grit, tenacity, determination. It's not just, well, I'm just going to try to hang on. I'm waiting for the Lord. No, we're to live with purpose and boldness. Not just getting by, but being fruitful and determined. We are called to give good news to tired people, and sometimes even if we're that tired person. And sometimes we might say, Lord, where's my encouragement? I'm tired. And sometimes it's like God will say, I'll bring somebody, and then sometimes God's like, no, as you encourage other, my Holy Spirit will encourage you. God, Spirit, brings us hope, joy, and peace, and that we overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit as we give out to others. You know, so regardless of the election, regardless of COVID, regardless of whether you're the last on the vaccine list, isolations, quarantines, maybe you work in the schools or the hospitals, and you're just sick and tired of it. I know I am. I just want to go and be able to see some people and do some things that I've done before. I was mentoring some kids in grade school and elementary, and I don't know where they are. I don't know how they're doing. They need a mentoring. It's like, when's it going to go back to normal? Is this the new normal? I even hate that. Well, to get used to the new normal. No, I refuse to accept that. This won't be the new normal. Please, Lord, let it not be. And if it is, I'm called to move forward in the power of the Holy Spirit. I mean, listen to this. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm, hold fast to these teachings. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us by his grace and eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. We can be encouraged by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the words and scriptures, and then we are called then to encourage others. We must be intentional. Pray, God, who do you bring across my path that I'm to encourage? So going back to that, think of those people. Write them a card. Give them a call. Get together with them if you can. If it's someone who you can't, give them the call. Just tell them, hey, I'm thinking about you. I haven't seen you in a while. I mean, there's some people I saw all the time, and now I hardly see them. And maybe they're doing really well. Maybe they're not. But think, Lord, who would you have me seek out and encourage? And then again, as it says, as for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray. Pray that the message of the Lord may be spread rapidly and honored. And pray that we may be delivered from wicked people. Not everyone's of the faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. We are called to think more highly of others than ourselves. We are called to pray and reach out to those. Again, as we come to the end of this 7 days of prayer and fasting, and sometimes it doesn't go well. Sometimes praying can be difficult. It feels like as you pray, your mind wanders. Wanders to things at work. Wanders to the person who said something. You're like, oh, I wish I would have said this. Wanders to politics, to the news. Wanders to those things you forgot at work. We are called to
dig in. Continue to pray. I do it by lists. I have to make lists, and I'll go down the list. Because my mind will wander. I got to be diligent. I got to be determined. I have to be faithful. And I think about other people. I never want to be caught one of those, you know that pastoral cliche language. I'm praying for you. And then I walk away and I don't remember what you look like. Lord, let that never be me. Let that never be you. When we say we're going to pray for you, now, I got to admit to you, if I say that, I've got to write that down in 5 minutes or I'll forget. And some of you have given me prayer requests as we're leaving, and I'll say things like, can you send me an email? Because here's what happens. Some days I remember the prayer request and I'm like, but who told me that? Or I remember the name and I'm like, but what did they tell me to pray for? So I write it down. Maybe you're better than that than me. Everybody's a little different. But we have to be intentional. We have to think of others. There is good news for tired people. Whether we're the tired people or the people around us, this set of letters, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, as it comes to an end, it talks about the good news, encouragement, salvation, the greatest antidote is our peace in Jesus Christ. As we read Scripture, as we follow those commands, as we pray, God blesses us. He refreshes our spirit. He renews our hope within us. The Psalms say, they are new every morning, and they refresh us. Crying may last the night, but joy comes with the Lord. Let us close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, let these words ring true to us. Let us consider others, those who need encouragement. And Lord, refresh us as we move to refresh others. Renew our hope as we move to encourage and renew the hope of others. Lord, let us be a people of encouragement, even through difficult times, to be thinking of your blessing and your encouragement. Lord, we pray this in the name and character of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Now, as we close, we'll close in prayer and song. The prayer rails are on each side. And if you've never made a commitment to follow Jesus Christ, to put your hope and encouragement in him, or if you're just going through a difficult time and you need prayer, come and let us pray together as we close today.